This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tomorrow's the 25th anniversary of the World Wide Web. But if you tell people the web's only been around for a quarter century, they'll say, no, man, the internet's been around a lot longer than that. It's been around since, like, the 70s or something. Well, therein, ladies and gentlemen, lies the rub, because the web and the internet are not, I repeat, not the same thing. Marketplace's Queen of Kim explains.
This week, I met one of the inventors of the internet.
Hi, my name is Don Nielsen. I'm a leftover from the early days of the internet.
And I understand that you were one of the guys who helped create the web.
Absolutely not. Had nothing to do with the web.
Nielsen doesn't have a problem with the word web. He's got a problem that I don't know the difference between that and the internet. In the 70s, Nielsen was a computer scientist at SRI, a tech research company. He says back then, the U.S. military wanted to find a way to communicate using computers. And Nielsen's team basically helped establish the protocols or rules that got computer networks around the world to talk to each other. Really simply put, that's what the internet still is today, a global connection of computer networks.
In the late 80s, the internet was growing really fast. It had gone from 200 computers or so back at the beginning of the decade to over 500,000.
Mark Weber is a curator at the Computer History Museum in Silicon Valley. He says back then, computers were mostly owned by universities, governments, and large computing companies like IBM. They saw the value of the internet as a fast way to communicate and to gather and transfer large amounts of information. The problem was how to access that information easily, which is where the corporations came in.
The easy-to-use interfaces were in the commercial systems. So like CompuServe, which had its own network, was easy for anybody to use. Minitel in France, which had, by that time, well over 10 million users, was also easy to use, but that was owned by France Telecom.
The internet was becoming a patchwork of information superhighways owned by companies. And it could have developed that way were it not for a man named Sir Tim Berners-Lee. Brad Templeton is a professor at Singularity University. He says Berners-Lee wrote a paper published 25 years ago tomorrow that suggested managing all the information on the internet in a different way.
One of the great realizations is that you think you want to do it structured. You think you have a vision of the order of how it should all work and be laid out.
Berners-Lee argued that information on the internet shouldn't be confined to a structure.
The idea is that you don't have an official hierarchy. Remember the Dewey Decimal System? You'd go in and you'd say, okay, let's look up information on science. And then in science, there'll be anthropology and so on. You'll go down and find things. Instead, it's just a big sea of documents.
Documents or web pages that could be found quickly by punching in an address and where information would be linked to other pages, thereby creating a web of information. It took Berners-Lee a couple of years to actually create the first website, and when he did, he made the technology free for anybody to use. Templeton says it wasn't until 1994, when the web browser Netscape was introduced, that the web became known to the general public. But he says Berners-Lee's proposal came to define the ethos of the web.
Look at Google and Facebook and all these other companies that didn't have any idea how they were going to make money when they began. And they were able to become some of the world's biggest companies because they got that zone in which they could just go out and do it and didn't need to ask anyone's permission. That's what gave us all this innovation.
And Templeton says that it's that idea, a way to access all the information on the internet through the World Wide Web, that we're celebrating. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.